Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Play ball! It's 30 with Murdy with your host, Sweeney Murdy.
All right, so it's here. It's for real. It's happening now this weekend. How do you feel? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Do you just want it to be over with? How do you feel?
Just want it to be over with is a good choice.
I offered that up to you.
Thanks,
as a choice.
I appreciate
time.
That. I mean, it's obviously it's exciting and all that stuff. It's a busy weekend, and I've got a lot to do, and you're trying to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, and everybody's organized and know where they're supposed to be. But I'm just trying to take it all in at the same time, you know, because for me as an inductee, this is, you know, your once in a lifetime thing. So you don't just want to rush through it and blow it all off and then it's over. And you're like, well, wait a minute, I didn't even try to enjoy it. So I really want to try to enjoy it and you know, just be part of the event. And in the future, I'll get to be one of those guys that just stands around and watches everybody else suffer through the weekend with all that they have to handle.
You've been asked a number of times over the last 6 months to reflect on your career, probably more than you ever have in your life. What are the events and the moments that stick out to you as you've been asked to do that more often, and the ones that say, this is why you're here, or the ones that just are more meaningful for whatever reason?
Well, I think there's obviously more meaningful moments, playoff appearance or 20-win season or things like that. There's obviously moments or days that stand out above others. But I really, honestly, I don't think it would have been this way if things didn't happen just the way they did. You know, I wasn't winning 20 games all the time, or Cy Young awards, or World Series, or you know, striking out 3,000 guys. You know, it had to happen the way it did, and to be effective all those years, and to do my job consistently all those years, and have some above average years,
yeah.
But never have a major injury, never have surgery. To not ever miss a season or half a season or pitch part of a season hurt and then finally figure out that you can't pitch, you know, you need to have something fixed. To make it through my career and not have to do that, that's why I'm standing here, not yeah. because of strikeouts or wins or, you know, all those things are nice, but I wouldn't have had any of the numbers that I ended up with if I would have ever had to miss a year or more. And that's why it had to happen the way it did for me to be standing here talking to you.
Another reason that it happened the way it did and the reason you're here are the people around you. And I'm curious, as you have crafted and fine-tuned your speech, you're not a guy who hit 500 home runs to get here or got 3,000 hits. There were, as you told me before, there were people behind you that made big plays. There were relief pitchers who came in and had to get outs in order for you to get to 270 wins
right.
and get yourself here. How much of those names and faces been swirling through your mind and head over the last few months?
Well, there's been a lot of names and faces, and there's more names and faces than I can even remember, because there's guys who, you know, just to, you know, catch a fly ball on the move in the outfield with two on and two out, or come in and throw a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh somewhere after I had only pitched six innings, but it's not time for the setup or the closer yet. There's another guy in there, and somebody gets a base hit, or somebody starts off an inning with a walk that we end up getting a couple runs, and they're guys that I don't even, you know, that I can't remember, right. or were role players, and they're all a part of this big mess that turned out to be the Hall of Fame. And there's a lot of guys that played big roles. There's a lot of guys that I learned a lot from, and guys who played shortstop for me every day for years. You know, I basically had two shortstops for my entire career.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say three, because Bordick played a lot.
Sure.
But I had three shortstops for my entire career. And Ripken was back there for 10 straight years somewhere, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I play 8 years knowing Mariano's going to close for me. And I'm pitching on a staff that's got a lot of great guys that I can ask advice from, or what they think or what they see, or for a lot of years. And if you don't have that combination of things, you're not going to become the player that you ultimately want to be. And if I wouldn't have been able to work with those guys or talk to those guys or have those guys playing behind me, it wouldn't have worked out this way.
Last thing, the little boy who grew up in his backyard playing wiffle ball and made it to the Hall of Fame, that's how you described yourself.
Uh-huh.
Who did that little boy, who was he pretending to be when he was playing wiffle ball? And who is that little boy in you excited to meet and talk to while you're here this weekend?
When I was growing up in Pennsylvania, there was, this is before cell phones and satellite television and all that stuff. So we actually had cable TV where I grew up, which not everybody had.
No.
But I got, there was three teams on TV when I was growing up. There was the Yankees on PIX, WOR carried the Mets, and PHL out of Philly carried the Phillies. So I could probably tell you the Phillies lineup and the Yankees lineup probably for like three straight years in the late 70s, early 80s. So most of the time that little kid was playing the Yankees, believe it or not. So you play wiffle ball with, if you have three guys or five guys or just you and a pitcher, you're just playing ball. But and I could be Chambliss or Randolph or Dent or Nettles or Roy White or Pinella, whoever was playing that day, and Mickey Rivers and Reggie or Munson and whoever was pitching.
Yeah.
And so, okay, I'm the Yankees today. And then the other guy's like, well, and if it's just me and my brother, okay, he's the Phillies. And then the next day, I'm the Phillies, and he gets to be the Yankees. And that's how you played it. So maybe today I'm Schmidt or Boa or Pete Rose or Gary Maddox.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm Mickey Rivers and Willie Randolph and Thurman Munson. And that's how we played, and that was why it was great. And then, of course, I get to meet Reggie. I've already met Reggie.
Yeah.
Years ago. But there's other guys that now that I've been in the game, the little kid who wants to meet other people, like Koufax and guys that I've met who I watched on TV before I ever got to even think about playing pro ball. And those are the guys that it's fun to now get to stand there and say, hey, I'm Mike Messina. And they're like, congratulations. And I'm not going to tell you how long ago it was when I got to watch you, when it was the game of the week and I got to see you guys play one time or two times a year, because that's all there was back then.
It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a hot weekend. I hope you enjoy it.
It's going to be hot. I will enjoy it. I'll do my best. Thanks.
Your day in the sun. You've always wanted that, right?
I'll be in the shade. You guys will be in the sun.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.